Halon më vruatër kam jolë këndal Qire vuren hatar një fua Në kalës kja unuje Aqqion dhe jesë qire Esnja në gërë Du kavës kja unujë Pësë
Hi folks, I'm Graham Sutherland here, 21st century Jacobite back again, Thursday night, minute past 11. I just got in the door, basically. Just got in the door and running late as per usual. Yeah, not a lot of friends round about me are having some kind of crisis or, well, maybe that's the wrong word, but... Just hard times, bad luck and stuff. Seems to be, it's almost like a something in the air. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're a very interesting time in history. We really are. I was just trying to work out what was actually really going on in northern Syria with the Turks invading to push back the Kurds. Now, the Israeli government had already said they would support the Kurds because they've been fighting alongside each other for a long time. So the Syrians... The Syrians are away in there. There's Russian flags went up in some US bases. Yeah, you heard me right. Two or three US bases just been immediately occupied by, or reoccupied. Reoccupied. They're coming home. Syrian people. And yeah, we're rushing back and Russian flags going up. Boom. I think one of the regions or one of the areas that they've managed to reclaim was an oil-rich area, you know, so they've got an oil rig there at least, or an oil field, probably several rigs, but anyway, so they've repossessed that, and that's good news. But, you know, it's so complex because you basically got Americans saying they've, you know, completely pulled back, when in fact they hadn't quite pulled back. They'd only pulled back a little bit. They're still in the danger zone, and or so it would seem. And then Trump announced they were all out, they were all gone. You know, it was a situation that was ongoing, basically. But there was none of them left in the country. That was the point. Not anymore. So, yeah, so you've got that, but you've also got Hezbollah, of course, fighting with the Syrians, and you've got the on the other side, you've got all these different factions. No one quite knows what's going on with them. ISIS, you know, they were obviously being backed by the US for a while. But the whole situation collapsed when Trump came in. It may have been obviously it was all these things are related, but the whole situation just collapsed. But yeah, you've also got French in there. There's French troops in there. We'd forgotten about the French. We'd forgotten about the Australians. What the hell was they doing in there? What did they hope to achieve? We're like vultures around a dying corpse or something. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. But anyway, so you've got all these different multinationals, and of course Turks. Only today, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I got a warning coming up saying gruesome video, and it was Turkish soldiers cutting off an ISIS prisoner's head. He'd escaped from jail after a Turkish bombing, so they decided not to transfer him to another jail elsewhere or whatever, or keep him under guard. They cut their heads off. It was horrible. I didn't sit and watch it all. I couldn't cope with it. One of the other guys was going about holding up a human head. It was horrendous. Couldn't believe what I was seeing. But that's what the Turks are doing to the ISIS escapees. So there's obviously not a lot of love lost there. It's a really complex, multi-layered situation. The northern part of Syria, at least. And still, little pockets of ISIS here and there causing problems. And I reckon a lot of them have retreated or escaped over the border into Iraq, ready to, basically regroup. So, obviously, if the Syrian troops are against the Turks, it puts Russia in a really weird position, because they're meant to be allies. Well, they are kind of allies with the Turks. They've been working together on certain issues, and of course the Turkish have bought the S-400 missile systems and other systems, and promised future business, much to the disgust of the US, of course, but they've bought them anyway. The systems make the F-35 obsolete. It can basically hack into their computers. That's the thing. It can steal secret flight information. This is the sophisticated radar station associated with the S-400 missile. But it's a smart missile. It can dodge around things, fly under things. It's got an onboard computer, a powerful onboard computer. So it can assess threats and fire off smaller missiles if necessary to intercept incoming threats. But there's nothing really a threat when you're flying it, you know, a Mach 27 or something ridiculous like that. It's nothing gonna get in your way. The other thing I found really disturbing, I couldn't actually get my head around it, and that was the fact that they found, or sorry, when the Americans retreated, they found or discovered a 50 mini tactical nuclear battlefield weapons. 50 mini nukes, in other words. They've taken custody. for the want of a better word, they're taking custody of these weapons. You know, it really is a right thing to do, though. I mean, it was a wrong thing for the US to be there, of course, and we've discussed that 100 times. And it was wrong for us to be there, and the French, and all the rest of it, because we were all invaders. And Russia were invited in. The EU and America reminds me of ravenous wolves tearing at their prey, tearing up their prey. It's horrendous. And everybody's sniffing around like vultures trying to get some lucrative oil contracts or gas contracts. It's disgusting, really, to see it. Really disgusting. But I was going to speak about this impeachment thing. Oh man, this is like the. This is just like the mother of all meltdowns. The left in the U.S., the left, led by Nancy Pelosi and co., have tried to impeach Trump. Quite obsessively, and so the guy that's leading the campaign was the same guy that lied about Russiagate, Russian collusion. Oh, the Russians are coming. It cost the country millions, and it tied up hundreds of politicians on the left, obsessively researching. To try and find dirt on Trump, to try and make a reasonable case, a reasonable legal case, to show that he'd broken the law and he could be impeached. Bill Clinton broke the law, that's why he was impeached. The only things they've dug up with Trump seem to be fake stuff, conjecture, lies and exaggerations, and more innuendo than anything else. There's no substance to it. So it would appear this was a bombshell. Listen up. It would appear that the so-called whistleblower, who will not come forward and be named, who they will not let stand and speak, basically, you know, in front of an open court, have decided it's got to be done behind closed doors, like a military tribunal, which is absolutely ridiculous, because it's meant to be a people's country. The US is meant to be about the people, not about leaders telling the public what they can and what they can't be privy to. So the left want to hold a closed door kangaroo court. The guy that's leading the campaign has been discredited 2 or 3 times. It's just a joke. It's like they're on meltdown. That's what they are. And also the other thing it got me was, it blew me away, was it turns out that the so-called whistleblower is CIA. CIA, yes, the whistleblower. So we've got the left and the CIA teaming up together to try and impeach a democratically elected president. Wow. And all of our, it's almost like there's a curse on the left, because all of our schemes, all of a sudden, you know, that all that stupid stuff they were doing to the kids with the drag time story hour and all that paedophile promotion stuff, the paedophile playground stuff, trying to fill little kids' heads all with perversion and deviancy at 7 and 6 and 7 and 8 year old. It's mental. But that's what has happened to the left. It is satanic. It's clearly satanic. Now, I'm not American. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just know what I see. And I see what I see, and I tell it like it is. And that's what's happening. I'm not trying to say that Trump's side are all whiter than white. And, you know, there's no skeletons in the closet. That would be naive. The president's job is to run a country. The people's job is to support that. And work and pay their taxes and be a good citizen. Don't cause trouble, don't end up in jail, don't break the laws, all that stuff. So this situation we've got, it's absolutely mind-blowing. I've got to say it again, the left in America, so-called left, and the CIA, and Hollywood, and most of the news corporations, are all in cahoots. They're all in cahoots. That's what's happening. And they're out to get Trump. It's become so transparent and so obvious. They're like a bunch of insane bloodhounds. I'm not even American, but it pisses me off that they have spent billions in 200 and odd days, can't remember, 260 days or whatever, I don't know, pursuing this nonsense. And it cost a lot of money. It cost a lot of taxpayers' money. It's madness. Absolute madness. I'm talking about the Russiagate thing, of course. All that Russian hysteria. The whole thing collapsed. Even Putin was joking about it. I thought it was really funny seeing him joking about it. In a kind of Monty Python kind of way. He's got a good sense of humour. The satanic left, and that's what they are. Let's just call a spade here. We keep getting evidence over and over and over again that Hollywood is a den of paedophiles. And worse, heavy-duty occultists. Paedophilia is just an aspect of the satanic craft. It's not something removed from it. It's just an aspect of it. The paedophilia, the child sacrifice and everything is an aspect of the satanic craft. Or the Molech cult, to be more specific. That's what you're dealing with. That's exactly what you're dealing with. And if you're still seeing things in political terms, you seriously need to get your head out your ass and take a step back and look at the bigger picture. It's ready to collapse, basically. That's what's going to happen. You know, the whole left, the CIA, has revealed its ugly underbelly as well. Absolutely disgusting. It's like one scandal after another, isn't it, with the CIA? Oh, they've been involved in this, they've been involved with that, they've been involved with JFK. Yeah, of course they were. Of course they were. They've been involved with every coup in the Middle East. Every so-called, well, what did they call it? It was a coup. They called it a coup in Turkey. They called it a coup in the Ukraine. But it was called an Arab Spring in Libya. And Iraq. And Egypt. And Syria. They called that. They were in CIA. They were in there. That's exactly what was going on. They were in there, and right in the thick of things, stirring it up in each of these countries. And it would appear that the same people are doing false flags. But just to make it a little bit more interesting for their sick satanic minds, that actual real people get killed. A lot of people think false flag means, you know, it was all just a setup. It was all just, you know, done on a set with fake blood and everything. A lot of people think that's what a false flag is. And although that could be a false flag, that's generally not what they are. They're generally mad, mind-controlled maniacs. Totally sold-out bloody Satanists. Doing their craft. Engaging in their craft. And that involves stuff that make our stomachs turn. Completely. But we're dealing with a subspecies, basically. They're not fully human. The bloodlines that run the world are not fully human. They have a different blood type altogether. Different DNA. It's a copper-based blood system. Now, this is why they always intermarry. And that's why all your US presidents were bloodline related to the British Queen, because they like to keep their DNA as pure as possible, because some of them, and this is important that you understand this, some of them that's managed to keep that blood pure by intermarrying and marrying their cousins or whatever they do, have retained supernatural powers. They've retained some of the abilities of the Nephilim. Now, I don't know what proportion it is. I don't know if we're talking maybe, you know, 10% of them, or if we're talking maybe 8% of them. I don't know that. I'm not sure. But I know a proportion of them have managed to retain that power, and they are able to shapeshift. And it's a very difficult thing to get your head around. Shape-shifting. But it's what they're able to do. They're able to change form. I don't know how they do it. I don't understand exactly how it works. Or if they're just reverting back to the reptilian part or whatever, if you like. I don't know what it is, but they're able to change form. And they've been witnessed loads and loads of times. And of course, there's loads of stories in the Bible about things appearing and disappearing. And Satan appearing as a serpent and so on. All of that stuff. So yeah. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a spiritual... It's a spiritual crisis, really. And it's a spiritual crisis made manifest in the left in America. So they're still running the CIA. They're obviously still running the CIA. The CIA are trying to set up Trump. Trying to set him up. This stuff that they're doing with the closed door corp and all this stuff, it's not been done before. It's a military style a tribunal without any witnesses. The other side are not allowed to call witnesses. It's a total kangaroo court. So they're getting some dude that's been paid a lot of money to talk a load of shit. And he just happens to be a CIA operative. Well, surprise, surprise. It's all out in the open now, isn't it? It's all out in the open now. They've exposed their horrible, slimy underbelly in what they've done. Totally undermined the whole Constitution of the United States. And I'm not American, but I know what it's about. I know what the country's founded on. I even understand what you ran away from 300 years ago. Talking about the Scots and Irish that went across to America, lots of them. Some people say, and I've heard Americans say it, that it was the Irish and the Scotch that built the USA. I've heard that said. But anyway, this stuff is, you can actually see that. I mean, the evil, I mean, I always speak about light and darkness and the power of, you know, the power of good and the power of evil, and the power of Christ, and the power of Satan. And the reason I do is because that is exactly what they're into. That's what they're accessing, if you like. That's what they're worshipping. That's their obsession. I believe they get addicted to some of the bodily products, the harvest from people. So, I said it was a copper-based blood system, and it is, but there's other differences in the DNA. They can live much longer lives than we can. But also, well, there's a few differences, really. They've got no empathy. They're not able to be sympathetic. It's not in their nature. They would see that as a pointless emotional exercise. We're talking about satanic people. So it's actually the opposite of everything you think or have heard or understood Christianity to be. This Molech cult stuff, this satanic elite, these people that are ruling us, they are the direct and polar opposite. They've got an absolute specific counterfeit for every single aspect that you could possibly imagine of Christianity. So everything's inverted. It's all turned upside down. It's all turned inside out. It's all back to front. That's how they operate. Because in one level, it's blasphemous. It's blasphemous. That's what it is. Or at least that's how they see it. I speak to people all the time. I speak to a guy today. I met this really nice chap, actually. I just met him in a pub. And we got talking. And he's a really interesting guy. Been all around the world, doing different things, working and everything. Married a Dutch woman. And done a lot of stuff with his life. Anyway, I was chatting to him, and he just found it so hard. He didn't know half of the stuff I'm speaking about. And he was finding it so hard to accept it. He'd never heard, he quoted science and scientists a couple of times, and he'd never heard anyone, I think I was the first person ever to suggest to him, never mind, instruct him, that the whole presidential thing was a theatre, just actually a theatre show, and presidents and top politicians and everything else are sock puppets. Now, in saying that, I think we've got a feisty one in Donald Trump. I don't think he's I don't think he's sold out. I think he's got some secrets. I mean, I think he's got some secrets about current affairs, not about his past or any of that sleazy crap. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about current stuff. I think he's got two or three secrets. Or just an impression I get. But he's also beautifully transparent, open, honest, straightforward, you know, and it's such a breath of fresh air. Politics is so stuffy. Politicians are so stuffy. They're a little bit more colourful in the US than they are in the UK. I would say that, especially going back a few years. We've had some real boring bastards as prime ministers over the years. You know, and you think, gosh, how did he get in there? But anyway, yeah. I think Trump is there. I don't think he's quite under full Masonic control. And I think that's what this is all about. And they also know they're not the left-hand side of politics in America. The whole thing, the whole left, anybody that's left-leaning, they've been disgraced. It's disgusting what they've tried to do to a democratically elected president. If there was any real substance to any of these allegations or whatever, they would have came to the surface long before now, obviously. It's horrendous what they've done. And they've exposed themselves as being obsessional and supporters of evil. Now, these people are involved in stuff that just like, oh man, if you don't understand really what's going on, it would blow your mind. It would absolutely blow your mind. It's not just about politics. The amount of Americans I've spoke to and I've been like, oh no, you know, you get into a conversation and within seconds they're embroiled in political talk. I'm trying to set it up. So these are not political matters. They're not political matters, they're spiritual matters. If you look at what they get up to, it's all about weird rituals, ancient rituals from the past. That's what they're into. So Molech, I said Molech cult, Molech's represented in a couple of different ways. Usually big stone statues of this horrendous animal-looking character. But also sometimes he's represented by the owl. Either way, it doesn't matter. The essence of the cult is child sacrifice. It always has been child sacrifice. That's what they're into. And they're into it because it's what they were into 5 or 6 thousand years ago. That's what they did. To curry favor with the spirit realm and achieve wealth and achieve power. Back in the day, it was just, you know, it was all marauding tribes going about fighting one another for supremacy, then trying to stake a claim and then run an area, hopefully big enough to be a state or a country. I don't exactly, it's going to be really interesting. I don't exactly know how this is going to go, but America's just absolutely like a time bomb waiting to go off. It really is. There's been a, I read a thing. It was on a YouTube video. I was looking at a YouTube video today, and it was about Trump gave a speech. Yeah, Trump gave a speech. And I was reading the comments down below, underneath the YouTube video, and there was a guy said, I came to America, in the my family settled in America in the late 60s. And he says, so I grew up here. I fully grew up here. And he says, I can remember, through school, high school, graduation and everything, through all of these times, and working part-time jobs and all this stuff that you do, and just everything, just hanging out with your friends and everything. He said it was a much better vibe. It was a much better, happier, a much happier, more innocent America back then. And also much more optimistic. And he was saying he feels, with all the stuff that's happening, with the left imploding, basically imploding, they keep doing stupid and illegal stuff and getting caught. They became a laughing stock across the world. This is how the left in America is perceived across the world, a laughing stock. It's like the law has murdered politics. It seems like every third or fourth person in America is a lawyer, and it's just court cases going on all over the place. Everyone trying to sue each other. Everyone trying to get legal with each other, so they can maybe exploit them. So the left, it was like a train wreck. It really was. It was like watching a train. A runaway train going down a line and just picking up speed and picking up speed, a big long train. The faster it went, the more dangerous it was becoming, basically. And that's what's happening to the left. It's like a runaway train. They should just, it's like they're cursed. It looks, honestly, it looks to me like a curse. It really does. Excuse me for 10 seconds while I chuck a log on my stove. That's better. Nights are getting cold here now. Luckily, I've got a good day. Got a good stock of firewood. The left in America are going off their nut because they don't want the troops to come out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. They don't want that. Trump pointed out they've spent 8.1 trillion in Afghanistan and so on. For what? But what have they spent the money on? What have they spent the money on? The money mostly went in arms and equipment, ammunition, planes, military stuff, military hardware. Of course it did. Military hardware. Those cruise missiles, they're over $1 million each. think it's 1.2 or 1.3 million dollars each. An American Apache cruise missile. Is that what you call them? Yeah, I think it is. That's what they cost anyway. And all your battlefield munitions, from small mortars to light machine guns to heavy machine guns, right up to heavy field weapons, howitzers and the likes. These shells, this ammunition is very expensive. Very expensive. It's not something you can just start doing, you know. I think I'll start selling bullets and bombs. Yeah. We'll get into making some shells. It's not like that at all. But they're very expensive. Now the left is doing, our left is going absolutely cock-a-hoop. And the CIA are panicking. They're all panicking. They're panicking like mad. Because it's became obvious. They're trying to do all this stuff cloak and dagger. Can't do it like that. The American people need to know the truth. Can't have closed court military style trials. You can't do that. That's wrong. It's meant to be the land of the free. It's bizarre, isn't it? What's happened? I mean, I was speaking about that guy that made a comment on that video, you know, saying America's, you know, horrible now compared to what it was back in the 70s and everything. You can understand it. You can completely understand it. Because the left is just imploding right before our eyes and pulling the CIA down with it. So what will happen to these organizations? They're gonna collapse. We've got to collapse. Got to be destroyed. But it looks like it's going to destroy itself. You know, they say when you're deep in a hole, stop digging. Well, America's really deep in a hole. I'm talking in spiritual terms. In economic terms, things seem to be on the up and up. Seems to be anyway. Lowest unemployment for a lot of years. It's good news. Trump is doing a sensible thing though, isn't he? He's taking the troops home. These wars are just basically, obviously, lining the pockets of Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, all these kind of companies, and make an absolute fortune off of mass murder equipment. They make a fortune off of it. They probably convince themselves that the mainstream news is telling the truth, and that all the shenanigans in the Middle East needed America's help. It's funny. So America goes in, totally hijacks a country and turns it upside down and, causes mayhem and madness via the CIA and any locals that they can pay enough to misbehave. All of that. Everyone seems to have woken up. An awful lot of people seem to have woken up anyway as to what's really going on. A lot of ordinary Americans, you see them posting online and stuff. Okay, they're not they're not seasoned veterans in the truth movement or anything, you know. They've maybe just been awake for maybe a year or something. And they're really angry that the wool had been pulled over their eyes for so long. But the whole system, the whole beast system, is collapsing. Like corruption and evil are like self-defeating energies. You know, love causes growth, and happiness, obviously. So hate causes misery and death, and that's what they're about. They are obsessed, these people we're talking about. You can call them what you like. Some folk call them a deep state, others call them the satanic elite, others call it the Masonic elite. Other people call them the globalists, or the New World Order. And then, of course, there's the Vatican, and very much part of it. The Vatican's a central part of this. Don't ever forget that. This beast has got three legs, and they're in Washington, London, and the Vatican. Yeah, this beast has got three legs. You better believe it. So, what are they going to have to do to these people? I mean, these are very serious matters. It's like, it's perjury, isn't it? You know, lying and scheming and telling lies under oath and everything. It's just like, it's hysterical nonsense. It's hysterical, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's hysterical nonsense. It really is just like a cancer tumor. That's what it reminds me on. I think it's going to be like a house of cards. I think you're going to see the whole, edifice come down. There's apparently there's thousands of sealed indictments, thousands of them, waiting to be put out. Thousands of them. That's totally nuts when you think about it. All these sealed indictments. It's a bit of a mystery. Just to say, you know, who all those people are. But you've got to remember, it's amazing how quickly people forget little details. But Putin was after those paedophiles right from his first day in office. He was after them. He wasn't just speaking about going after them, he was going after them. And within a matter of months, he had like 2,000 of them in jail. It's absolutely nuts. They broke up a few paedophile rings, that's what they did. But there was also many other arrests. It was a bit like a house of cards, but then these people all connect. These people all network. That's how they get their sick porn, because they network together, egg each other on to make it as well. That's another sick phenomenon. And snuff movies and everything. Disgusting. Disgusting. So, the point is, the real movers and shakers here, the Masonic elite, or whatever you want to call them, have got no empathy. There's no empathy. So you can't imagine what they imagine. You can't imagine, as a human being, as a normal balanced, functioning human being, you can't imagine what that's like. Because we have a natural empathy or a natural sympathy for others' feelings and just other people in general. It's part of being a well-rounded adult. Seeing things from other people's perspectives, rather than getting stuck in your own rut and getting all emotional about it. That's not very clever, is it? So it's all falling apart for them. And they were trying to cause coups or revolutions or whatever you want to call them in Venezuela. Been doing it in Cuba for years, of course. Didn't work, though. But yeah, so Russia have said they're ready to help Venezuela defend their territory. I thought that was an interesting development. Lavrov, the Russian defense minister, said, the Russians strongly believe everyone should have a right to self-determination without outside interference in the political system. And the president of Venezuela, Duma Voyeshklav, Volodin, sorry, three, it's a treble-barreled name, Duma Voyeshklav Volodin, declared Russia's support for the South American country. Yeah. According to the Russian senior official, Moscow considers it unacceptable for Washington to try and impose its will by interfering with the Venezuelan internal affairs and trying by illegal means to put its puppets into power in Venezuela. So he gave a statement saying that, you know, he would like to express once again Russia's support and willingness to reach out to defend Venezuelan sovereignty and to support them in this difficult situation. The Americans are trying to starve him into submission. That's what sanctions is, basically. Let's just call it what it is. Let's just call it for what it is. Sanctions are basically starving a country into submission. For sure. And he kind of jokes about it. But in a sense, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. I heard Trump saying today, I hadn't really thought in it like that, but he said, we would rather fight an economic war with Turkey or anybody else for that matter. Yeah. So I think that was, it's honourable, really, isn't it? It's honourable. I don't know if it's just about selling arms, though. You know, the left, the loony left are up in arms. You know, jumping up and down about the fact that America's pulling back. There's maybe more to it than just selling arms. It's a kind of it's a step closer to their new world order, utopia, basically. That's basically what it is. So that's what he's done. So in a sense, if you look at it that way, in a sense it's kind of, well, he's got a point, you know. Words are always better than bombs. the economic sanctions have killed a lot of people. They reckon 30,000 children died as a direct result of US sanctions in Iraq 1 under George Bush Sr. That's a big number. And imagine dying of starvation. Wow. What a horrible way to go. You would end up all emaciated. It'd be horrible. But that's what I said earlier on. These people don't have empathy. They don't have sympathy. And they're obsessed that the world is overpopulated. Absolutely obsessed. I'm just really hoping this is a dot. I really hope when the left collapses, I really hope it's got a domino effect and we see all the other tentacles of the beast. We see all the other tentacles buckling under the weight of that evil manipulation, deception. I really pray that. Because this is a much bigger thing than people realize, and much more pervasive, much more invasive. It's in everywhere in society. They're all around us, in us and through us and everything. And a lot of people, especially at the bottom of the pecking order, an awful lot of people are not even aware that they're pawns in someone else's game. You know, they're part of someone else's agenda. Hell, they even defeat their mantras. Yeah. I'd say that's how bad it is. So there's a spiritual crisis, as I said. It's not seen as that at the bottom. They don't really tell you that. At the bottom, not until you're sucked in. Once you're sucked in, then you're privy to that sort of information. That's how it works. That's exactly how it works. There's going to be stuff. There's going to be when all these indictments are open, and all this evil explodes like a volcano. So that's what's about to happen. You can see it happen. The cracks are all there, and it's just rumbling under the surface. Just rumbling under the surface. I'm talking about all that magma. Anyway, yeah, so in the second half of the show, if you're listening, by all means, phone in. That's what we're here for. It is a phone-in thing. Yeah, give us a call, get something off, you know, take something to the table. I've just gave a very clear picture of what it looks like from across the pond. Mind you, we've got the exact same bloodline elite here in the UK as well, of course. Absolutely, definitely, of course. I'm just really hoping those beautiful Kurdish fighters, there's a whole battalion of women, and they're properly trained commandos, Kurdish commandos, properly trained, fighting shoulder to shoulder with the guys against ISIS and now the Turks. Absolutely lovely, very attractive. It must be a good gene pool over there. must be a good gene pool. They're attractive, strong, and very healthy looking. And they can fight. They can fight. Watched a few interesting documentaries where journalists embedded with them, actually on the battlefield, actually fighting. And they're fearless. They're absolutely fearless. They're amazing. Amazing girls. Wow. I just hope the Turks don't go cutting their heads off. That's what I was thinking about. It seems to be acceptable somehow in Islam to cut people's heads off. I think it's absolutely disgusting. If you're going to kill them and bury them with a bit of dignity still intact with their body. It's a disgusting thing to do. Absolutely disgusting. I can't get my head around it. It's horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. But that's what they do. And of course, that's what ISIS did in the first place, wasn't it? They were all over TV, shooting people through the head in rows of 20 and everything. And setting people on fire in cages, that was another one. Did you know this? A lot of these images we were showing in TV and people getting their prisoners led down to beaches with guys all dressed in black, you know, black Arab guys. So they led them all down to the beach, all down to the water. All the prisoners had their hands tied behind their backs and their legs in chains. And then they cut all their throats. Some of those, or at least one of them, was proven to be an absolute fake. It was made in a studio. Somebody took a photograph of him actually filming it, actually making it. So the beach wasn't even a beach, it was a backdrop. And there was a lot of these made. The reason they made them was because they wanted to get people really emotional and angry and terrified of ISIS in order for Britain and America to send or continue to spend a fortune supporting troops to fight that. Yeah, a lot of them were fake. Quite a lot of those films. And also, there was another thing that was completely staged. They showed ISIS fighters smashing up his temple. All the ancient artifacts and everything getting smashed up with mallets and everything. And, yeah, basically somebody noticed that, you know, this wasn't ancient stone monuments. These were molded plaster ornaments, you know, like a cheap plaster ornament you get. Like car boot sale or whatever. That's what they were. So it's propaganda films. So they've been selling as this costly war. You see, 8.1 trillion is a hell of a lot of money. And over 1 million dead. Estimates vary from... I've heard numbers as low as 800,000, right up to 4 million killed. I'm talking about between Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. That's what I'm talking about. And Libya, of course. That was another Middle Eastern war. Another disgusting waste of life. So, if they don't implode or collapse or blow up, or, you know, self-combust in the next couple of weeks, after what's come to light, after all the scandals, after all the lies and everything, someone's going to have to go in there like George and the Dragon with a sword and finish them off. Just rip it up and start again. It needs to happen with the CIA as well. In fact, don't start again. Just leave the rest of the world alone. See, they know their days are numbered as well. That's why they're rattling. That's why they're getting all this angst, this anti-Trump nonsense. They know their days are numbered. We don't need international mafia types, mobsters, across the world. We don't need that. Nobody wants that in their country. We don't want it. So, it's obvious. It's obvious the CIA recognize it. And they know that. It's not just that. I mean, all of their scams and plots seem to just get exposed, and they end up looking like bungling idiots. That's what's happening over and over again. Over and over again. It's almost embarrassing. It's almost embarrassing. The OCD, it's like OCD. It's exactly like OCD. It's horrible. Very interesting, though. Very interesting that it would happen like this. I didn't see this. I mean, I did see it coming. But I didn't think they would get exposed the way they're being exposed. It's almost like the whole, movement is cursed. They just keep making an absolute fool of themselves. And more lies get exposed, and more schemes and ploys. They've become a laughing stock, you know, a global laughing stock. The rest of the world, to some extent, used to kind of look to America for kind of leadership. And even, you know, for the spiritual guidance in all this, you know. It was a strong Christian country for a lot of years until that imploded. Yeah, and that did implode, didn't it? It really did. So, yeah. It's gonna be a big one, like. It's going to be a big one, but you know, since the 60s, certainly since JFK, it's just been the evil and corruption in the White House, Capitol Hill, whatever you want to call it, in Washington. It should have been getting worse and worse and worse and more outrageous. And all the time this is happening, they're keeping us distracted with sports. You know, it's really cool and trendy if you've got a favourite team. You know, a football team or a baseball team. And they're paid obscene amounts of money. Because they're distracting the people from America's shocking and disgusting foreign policy. That's what sports is. It's the Roman circus. In Roman times, The circus performers were paid a fortune. They were treated like demigods. They were honored and venerated and everything else, and paid a fortune. They were known to be very rich. But the reason for that is they were being handsomely rewarded by the satanic elite. And the same thing's happening today. Exactly the same thing. So it's baseball and football, and to some extent soccer. Soccer, certainly in Europe. Certainly. And other sports. You know, we've got rugby as well. There's a lot of fanatics follow rugby. But it seems to attract a certain type, you know, the dedicated football fanatic here, the dedicated football fan or whatever. They're kind of a bit unhinged. They're actually a bit unhinged. They talk in terms of, you know, the whole game of football has been like something really important in a cosmic kind of sense, you know, like really important. But it's not in the least bit important. And the fact that your team can beat the team from the next, you know, the next city, or, you know, the city across the water or whatever else, your team's better than their team, and it's somehow a reflection in your town. It gives your town some kind of honour because your football team beat their football team, or their baseball team beat their baseball team, whatever. But when you actually boil it down and think about it, it's just a Roman circus. That's what it is. It's a Roman circus. And they're just getting absolutely high off of the fact that we buy it. We lap it up. But that's all it is. That's all it is. And they had it in the time of Hitler as well, didn't they? It just shows you the power of positive thinking, though. In the 1930s, I can't remember the exact date, but there was the Olympics were held in Munich way back in the 30s. And the German athletes, they were winning everything. Hitler had totally woken up, or at least his scientists had totally woken up and realized the importance of diet, you know, proper diet, for a strong, healthy body and a good functioning mind. He totally got that. So, yeah, the Germans were winning everything. They were winning the high jump, the long jump, the sprinting, the throwing of the javelin. They were amazing. But they were also, it wasn't just a physical thing. They were absolutely sold out to the National Socialist Party, Hitler's party. He had a tremendous following. But he got a lot done. He got a lot done. You can't take that away from him. He got the whole country working. Basically doing the same thing as what Trump's doing. Basically the same thing. Exactly the same thing, in fact. Interesting that they use the same... It's interesting that they use exactly the same distraction tactics. Very interesting that. So, for that reason, I don't go to any matches or whatever now. I don't attend sports, you know, big sports gatherings anymore. I see it for what it is, and I'm not going to support the beast. The gate prices they charge. I don't know how it is in America, but the gate prices they charge for soccer matches in this country is absolutely nuts. I'm talking like £30 or £40. £30 or £40. Or maybe a bit more if it's an important match. Just to get into a stadium. Along with 80 or 90,000 other suckers. Jumping up and down, waving colours, cheering on your team. I just don't get it in this day and age. I always thought, I mean, I was, you know, well, I was into athletics when I was at school and round about just after when I left school and that. Liked to run, liked to race. Well, I liked everything, really. I liked field sports, yeah, that's what you call it. So I liked all of that stuff. But this is, this is something different altogether. They're distracting people. Now, the other way they distract people is with scandals. They make up scandals about people. Usually, it's sexual scandals, because that sells more newspapers. Sexual scandal. Sexual scandals get much more hits on videos as well. Much more hits. People love sleazy stories. You know, who's having sex with who, and all that stuff, all that jazz. So this is what they're trying to do to Trump, of course, isn't it? They're trying to make up all sorts of sleazy sexual innuendo stories and everything. I think they're going with the old adage of, if you throw enough mud, some of it will stick. Or there ain't no smoke without fire. That sort of thing. But it's insanity, let's face it. Come on, it's insanity. Just let the guy run the country, for goodness sake. Leave him alone. It's nuts. It's absolutely insane. Never seen anything like it. It's like the legal profession in the, you know, the political world have collided in a spectacular way. You know, like a supernova or something, and just exploded. That's really how I see it. And I really think it'll splinter up and break up into a thousand pieces. That's the very nature of evil. It always self-destroys. It always destroys itself. Internal combustion, boom. Yeah, burnt out from the inside. That's what always happens. And that's what always happens to great empires, strangely enough. If you look at the great empires, they've all done that. And it's always been immorality and sleaze and, you know, all that stuff. It's brought them down. Homosexuality and all that stuff. Every time. Is there someone, have we got a caller?
What's going on, Graham?
Oh, is that you, Johnny? Hi, Johnny. Sorry, I wasn't in the start page there.
Oh, you're fine, no worries. I'm just enjoying the show.
Did you hear the first part of the show, Johnny?
I did, yes, I caught it, yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah. The CIA are trying to bring down the President of the United States.
Well, they've been doing that forever. This is just the 2.0 version.
Yeah, but it's become really obvious. And they're also in bed with the left, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get too speculative on that, but even people are saying rumors are circulating that Trump was going to be in Dallas here in the next hour. And obviously we know what happened with the CIA and JFK. So everybody's on high alert when it comes to national security. I actually my uncle, he actually warned me about it, actually, even.
Did you say Dallas, Johnny?
Yeah, he's going to be in Dallas tonight in the next 30, 45 minutes, yeah.
How far away are you from Dallas?
It's about an 8-hour drive from El Paso, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Texas is big. I think it takes like a whole day just to go from one side of Texas to the other.
There's quite a lot of Texans. There's quite a lot of Texans in Aberdeen, Johnny.
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, is an oil is a Scottish oil city.
Ah. Really?
And there's a lot of big American companies do oil tools, like Baker Oil Tools and that are in Aberdeen. Baker
Hughes. Baker Hughes, Halliburton, Superior Energy.
All of the above. They've all got big fancy office blocks in Aberdeen. So Aberdeen's like the European Dallas.
Wow. Is that offshore or is that inshore? Or both?
Aberdeen's my... No, it's offshore oil, Johnny.
Okay.
It's offshore oil. But Aberdeen's my hometown. That's where I came from.
That's my home city. No. Oh, yeah, America's everywhere when it comes to oil. I even have buddies, they're ex-military, and they work in Saudi Arabia in the oil fields or whatever. You have to be, to be in certain areas in the oil fields, you have to have certain certifications or clarifications. So if you work in Saudi Arabia, you usually have to be ex-military of some sort. And obviously, a lot of the oil people are ex-military already, so it goes hand in hand. But
yeah, it does.
They're very selective.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, they're all here. Like all the oil tool companies and everything, they're all here. Well, they're all in Aberdeen, I should say. So yeah, there was a lot of Texans come in. A lot of Texans come in to work there. It was quite interesting. I got to know quite a few of them.
Bring a little bit of America to Scotland, huh? It must be refreshing. They're not too much of assholes, I don't believe. Texas people are pretty straight shooting.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I never had any difficulty with any of them. They always seemed quite cheerful and quite nice people.
Yes, we are pretty gleeful, cheerful, yes. We'll take the shirt off our back if we have enough respect for you, most definitely. It's a culture thing.
Yeah.
So are the Scots, though. I think I've told you that. I do have a Scottish friend I used to live with back in the day for 3 years. The guy would take off his shirt off the back any time of the day. If you needed something, he'll be there. So that's a good thing. I think we need more of that.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we've been so divided amongst the media and propaganda. As you were mentioning earlier in today's broadcast, it's all a Roman circus. That's exactly what it is. We're starting to see it come to fruition more and more every day.
Yes. More and more obsessional as well, and slightly more unhinged.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The Democrats have lost it. I don't even know what's going on right now, especially with the Democrats. There's some big news today. I don't know if you heard about it, but one of the Intel Senate committee hearings, Elijah Cummings, just out of the blue, just died today. And so obviously he was the one leading the march when it came to the impeachment of Trump. But Nancy Pelosi, nervous Nancy Pelosi, sweating bullets the last 48 hours. Then we had the death of Elijah Cummings today, this morning. So I don't know what's going to happen, but... as you said, it's all coming to a head, I believe.
Is it mysterious circumstances, Johnny?
Well, I don't really know. I knew that he had a few health problems. I believe he had some kind of bone-crippling disease. If you ever looked at him, his hands were kind of warped and everything. He had some kind of health problems. But it's funny that they say Trump needs to step down because he's fat and out of shape and unhealthy. Then we got people dying that are leading the impeachment inquiry. on Trump, and they're just dying, and they don't even resign. So I think that's going to be very influential. Even some politicians in America and certain districts, they've had health problems. They try to resign and pass the baton to their own child, their own son. And it's been very controversial. I forget which state that was. It was about 3 months ago, but people had an uproar saying, no, no, no. So I don't know what's going to happen with Baltimore, Elijah Cummings' district. I think he was the 26th district of Baltimore. Don't quote me on that, but I believe it's the 26th district. But it's going to be very interesting because the Democrats were even ripping off the own people in their own counties, their own districts. So you mentioned earlier that the Democrats are being exposed. I keep waiting for it. I keep waiting for it. I'm very optimistic as well on that. But I believe around February is when we're going to start seeing some fireworks, a lot of stuff. The primaries start in America December, and January, August, February, it's going to be quite interesting. It's going to lead to the presidential inauguration, obviously, in 2020. But all we're seeing right now is political theater, bread, circus, and theater right now. Yes. In the media.
Oh, absolutely, Johnny. Absolutely. And almost a certain hysteria, I have to say, in the American media. Hysteria, man.
Oh, yeah. And no, it gets old after a while. People become numb to it, I believe.
Yes.
As I analyze it, I used to say, man, this is going to be bad. Now time passes, and I'm like, well, it's going to be bad for the Democrats and even some Republicans. I'm a constitutionalist, so I'm neither left nor right, as you know. But it's interesting because the Democrats, they've had a lot of dirt for a while. And the CIA is backing a lot of it, as you mentioned. It's interesting because the CIA and the FBI, as we cover at Revision Media, Richard Carey, the station owner, he's covered a lot of this as well. They're just bureaucracies, the FBI, the CIA. It's almost an indoctrination system. It's very hard to get selected into those programs. And you don't get to really join. You could be a police officer. You could be a sheriff and try to join the FBI or CIA. You may never be able to join the FBI or CIA, but they select you. So it's interesting. It's almost its own entity of sorts. It's its own pseudo-intellectual bureaucracy. And, of course, a lot of us know that. Some of us don't, but we should be reminded. It's all coming to head, I believe. It's going to be exposed. I don't know if this goes back as far as JFK. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy there as well, but I think people are going to be awakened. We're going through a paradigm shift.
I thought it was funny that, you know, Trump revealed that he'd negotiated peace between Turkey and Syria after the Democrats had spent a week screaming for more war.
Oh, yes. You and I covered that on Tuesday, excuse me. Yes, yes. That's very interesting. I brought that up to your attention. I said, what do you think about that? That the Democrats are saying, no, Trump needs to stay in Syria. Trump needs to have a conflict with Turkey, even though Turkey is an American NATO ally. It's very interesting. And just in the last 24 hours, even Trump came out and said, what the hell do you think America should do? Do you think we should fight a NATO ally, Turkey? No, let them fight their own wars. And the Democrats are like, no, we need to stay into Syria. And they voted on it yesterday, Wednesday. They voted to say Trump through the Congress, the House Committee, Congress. They said, no, you need to stay over there, Trump. It's like, well, wait a minute. I thought everybody said Trump was a warmonger. I thought Trump was going to bring us into World War III, and we're slowly trying to back out. And they voted for America to stay in Syria. It just blew me away. We were talking about that the day before the vote. I tried to pick your brain on that.
Yeah. All right, that's right. That's absolutely right. But it seems, Johnny, that everything they do, it's just been exposed. It's like they're just... I don't know. It's just like they're not getting away with anything now.
Oh, no. They're being held accountable. They've never been held accountable. I believe, and this is just my personal opinion, maybe anybody could call in or disagree with me, but I really believe JFK was going to hold even the Democratic Party, and John F. Kennedy was a Democrat himself, to hold them accountable. Obviously, there's Republicans as well in this mix, but JFK was going to expose a lot of this, and some of yep. this was CIA, Mossad operatives, and they killed yes. his ass in Dallas. It's like, wow. And obviously, yes. Bill Cooper does a good job covering that, William Bill Cooper, but it's interesting because the Democrats used to have the power, I believe, since JFK. Now it's coming to a head. Now they're being held accountable.
Yes. In the most embarrassing way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's embarrassing yeah. to watch, Johnny.
Well, I bet you for, obviously I'm American, you're over there in Scotland, but I bet you geopolitically, it makes America look bad. I would agree, most definitely.
Yeah,
when people
sure.
hear the news in your neck of the woods, you guys probably look at us and say, what the hell is going on with America?
Crazy Americans.
Yes, crazy Americans. I've heard that a few times from some of my buddies.
Yeah. Just seems a bit like that, though. You know, it doesn't. It's like they're just top heavy or something. You know, the whole system. It's just like it's just top heavy, and it's going to fall over.
That's interesting. Even Paul was on. He's before you at Revision Media. He was even talking about Brexit. You and I had covered that on Tuesday. America's going through a struggle, obviously. We see everything that's happening with the Democrats and the president in America. And then we have Brexit going on. Brexit, EU-UK, is a big ally of America's. And it's even seeming to me, I don't know if you know a lot about that, since you're in those neck of the woods, that's part of your territory. But what do you take from that when it comes to even Brexit? Because that's going to happen just here in the next 12 days. Are they going to get an extension? And are the globalists trying to stall? I believe they're trying to stall, in my eyes.
Of course they are, Johnny. Of course they are. But I seen a headline today. Didn't get a chance to read the fine print. But I seen a headline and a link today. With a picture of Boris Johnston with a big smile on his face, saying that he managed to achieve a Brexit deal.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Even Paul mentioned that Boris Johnson may have pulled something at last minute. He's been actually talking about that for the last month and a half, Paul. Usually I don't have enough time to call in, but I'll listen to him. But maybe it's not even a deal well-suited. You guys will have to read between the devil's, script, between the lines of sorts. It's all the devil's writing, I guess you would say, but we'll see how that comes. And you guys are only 12 days out, but you mention all the time, these are globalist satanic individuals. A lot of them work through the banking system, banking cartel. A lot of them have been in control through the royal bloodlines. This is big stuff, I believe. This is a paradigm shift of sorts. I keep trying to hammer that in, but maybe this is going to be an awakening moment for humanity. I would hope. I'm trying to stay optimistic, but this is dangerous territory, I believe.
Yeah. So UK will leave on the 31st of October. They have hammered out a deal, apparently, yeah. Just reading it right now. Downing Street in Brussels announced that they had reached a Brexit deal to put to the UK and European parliaments. While many Tories are expected to back the deal, the DUP says it will not, and Boris Johnson faces a fight to get it through a Commons vote. Right. Okay. So Labour have indicated that it won't back the deal, denouncing it as worse than the negotiated deal by Theresa May and rejected three times for Parliament. It remains to be seen whether some pro-Brexit Labour MP will side with the Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah. I believe some last-minute drama will happen. It's not over till the fat lady sings, so we'll see on November 1st if anything really happens. But
what a fiasco, though, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all political theater. It's all, that's exactly what it is. They could keep the masses under control. They could divide us. Obviously, they get more hit pieces. They get more traffic on their websites reporting on this Bolshevik nonsense, really. It's really, that's all it is. It's all hype. But I guess in the next 12 days, we'll see what's really going on. If America and EU-UK start aligning, we might look good. But you were mentioning on Tuesday that Germany is making their own military and trying to maybe succeed from NATO with their own army?
A European army, Johnny. They're trying to start a European army. And they've got the back. They've got the backing of France, and they've got a kind of semi backing, or a half hearted backing from Italy.
That's interesting. Yeah, Donald Trump just met with the Prime Minister of Italy yesterday, but that's very interesting. That's I think that's going to be big news here in the next few months. What does Germany want to do? Obviously, they're a big part of NATO. They're the biggest partner, really, besides America obviously paying the bills for NATO, but Germany is going to be a big part of that, I think. So yes. Are they leading that coalition on that behalf, or what's going on with that? Are they trying to maybe succeed of sorts from America and NATO and have their own whatever they want to do?
No, Johnny,
I think that's going to be vital.
Johnny, I could take that one. I'd say that Germany doesn't have any autonomy at all these days. They take orders from the UN. And, I mean, we have a war machine in the U.S. which is focused on Middle Eastern policy because it suits more Israel's agendas than the United States. So, in essence, and we have Israel and a lot of these Jewish lobby groups who are orchestrating a lot of these UN policies, going right down to the Common Core they're teaching your children in the public schools. And, of course, the Israeli police training in this country, in the U.S., we all hear about. But the UN is completely under the control of this plan for New World Order, One World Government.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Germany, just like anyone else with the EU, is part of what is to bring that to fruition if they have their way with this UN. And, well, we hear about all these plans, Agenda 20, we hear Agenda 2030 now,
2030.
Actually. That's
yeah,
the new
Agenda
one.
2030.
You know,
yeah,
but, I mean, originally,
2041.
Originally,
yeah.
They've changed the name as they've gone along.
Oh, yeah.
Graham, well, I mean, wouldn't you agree as well that no one in the EU has any autonomy? This is all for a UN globalist agenda?
Oh, absolutely. It's just another way of, you know, basically herding people into small groups like sheep into fields. So it's easier to control a group than it is loads of individuals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a United Nations fan, trust me. I believe we should get the hell out of the United Nations. Obviously, there's a lot of history there with the League of Nations, then it evolved into the United Nations. I totally agree, Richard, but may I pose a question to you, Richard? What is your point of opinion on Trump trying to get out of Syria, but the Democrats trying to say, no, we're going to over-succeed that because Congress obviously has that approval. What's going on with that, Richard? I think that's crazy right there.
I really don't know who is pulling the strings for Trump with that decision. A lot of people are talking about that. I mean, it is curious. Now we have all the Democrats showing their true war hawk colors.
Yeah.
When traditionally in the past that That wasn't the case. But now it's just for social engineering in the interior of the country that the Democrat and Republican parties seem to differ. As far as international policies and corporate servitude, they seem to be aligned neck and neck. But I don't know. It could be a way, really, for ISIS to regroup, if anything, is what is, because that's what's happening so far. And of course, Turkey is taking full advantage of the opportunity. I don't think Trump, I think on the surface, Trump acted naive, like he didn't think that would be the case. But I think that underneath, his advisors, whoever orchestrated what he should do fully. Do we have some more wood chopping over there, Graham?
Yes, I'm just chopping along.
Let's mute that again. Come on now. We don't need a repeat.
Yeah.
But at least I know what it is this time.
You know, like some of the sound effects from the homestead.
The scenic background sound effects, yes.
Yeah,
but this is for ISIS to regroup, actually. This is an excuse because ISIS is always used as an excuse for all of these occupations. A lot of these perpetual attempts at occupation we see these days as common Middle Eastern policy for the U.S. And again, under Israel's control. I mean, the U.S. really doesn't have a foreign policy outside of focusing on Middle Eastern policy. And that, as I say, is because of Israel. It's pretty much an obvious indicator of where the loyalties lie, pulling the strings for the Pentagon. But go ahead, Johnny.
CIA. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, there's a lot of different angles on that. I would totally agree with you. ISIS, now with Turkey, supposedly even Turkey is releasing ISIS prisoners back into Syria. And it's like, why the hell would Erdogan do that? And it just blows your mind the way America's wanting to pull out a little bit under this president. And the Democrats are saying, no, we got to stay in the Middle East. We got to be in there. And, well, of course, maybe some of these politicians are Jewish or Israelite operatives.
Well, for the last few years,
that we come into that.
For the last few years, Turkey under Erdogan has been a wild card. It seems to suit international globalist policy with whatever role is necessary at the time, whatever alliances are needed to be formulated or broken to achieve whatever the other countries require, whatever justifications are required. So I don't really see them as being autonomous either, for that matter. I think Turkey is an instrument of these globalist players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because Turkey is an American ally through NATO, but they're buying the S-400 systems from Russia. It's like, what the hell is that all about? Why would you even do that? You know, America was going to strike a deal for some $500 billion for the F-35B jet, fighter jet, and America's only proposition was, is do not buy the S-400 system from Russia.
Well,
and
Johnny.
Said, well, you know what?
Johnny, American, as far as the military plane technology, for example, and just a lot of their other wartime machines these days, they've had a lot of excessive budget and under efficiency. I mean, a lot of them just can't get going at all. I've heard some ridiculous examples of some of the planes, even some of the interactive gear, like these helmets, so they're supposed to be able to see through the entire bottom of the plane with like screens that are compensating for what's blacked out, blue screened or whatever. But none of the things can get working. An insane price tag for each one of you know, these pieces of equipment. And then they've just had a complete boondoggle with the one jet that turned into a total disaster. Was that the F-35, I want to say? But
the F-35A, yeah, there's A. Yes.
I mean, everyone knows Russia has better equipment. You're better off buying from them if you want equipment that's not going to fail, that's not going to have bugs. I mean, everything's in beta phase and winds up having all these problems. That's what's going on with the U.S. But look, our country's just recently fallen into Marxism. What's interesting is that Russia has been communist all along, yet in terms of building war machines, they at least focus on putting people in those positions who are most qualified for their job, building the machines. But Graham, if you're back, what else would you like to add on these topics?
I think it's got beyond politics now, Richard. And I don't think politics will sort it. You know, it's imploded. The CIA basically have exposed their horrible underbelly, and you know, being connected to the left, the whole lot's got to crash. It's going to implode. Oh, Johnny was saying that the leader died tonight. You know anything about that? What happened there?
I'm sorry. Who did you say died?
One of the chief proponents of this let's impeach Trump fiasco died.
Oh, well, there are so many of them. I mean, one of them would have to die once in a while. I certainly Trump's people are masterminds behind most of these agendas.
I mean, died in the last 12 hours, Richard.
Okay.
I mean, died in the last...
Well, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't put it past... I mean, Trump is affiliated with Chabad, Jewish mobsters. So I wouldn't put anything past him, really. But I think that the people in the other camp are usually even worse lately. I mean, if we see Hillary get in there in 2020, it certainly could be a lot worse, both domestically and with foreign policy, than even with Trump. If anything, I think maybe, who knows? You know, maybe with Syria, he's actually going against, that's what we heard to some extent. It's just hard to believe anything you hear coming out of the corporate media. But if he was not going along with any advisors to pull out of Syria, I don't know. I mean, as I say, I see this as a chance for ISIS to regroup, and that is what seems to be occurring already. So,
he may have honestly thought I may
only have a chance at a re-election if I fulfill some of at least my campaign promise to get out of some of these endless wars. And that's all I've got, because he doesn't have a wall. You know, a partial wall is not a wall. They'll go over to the part that isn't built. So a partial wall is not a wall. He hasn't had any of the states starting to actually enforce the immigration policies, laws that are already in the books. You know, arresting a lot of these mayors in sanctuary cities would be a great start. He hasn't done anything of that as far as his campaign promises. So perhaps he was legitimately trying to get out of some of these wars, at least the appearance. You know, so that's what others have suggested. Perhaps he's backing out of there just to look like he's fulfilling that as something he can run with for 2020. Oh, I tried to get out of Syria. But then, of course, when it goes out of control with Turkey already putting their two cents in more than he supposedly hoped for, and, you know, wrote some letter saying that you better not, in kind of crude language. But Turkey did nonetheless. And perhaps this is just an excuse. Okay, we have to go back in now, you know. So it's very possible he just wanted to be able to use that to campaign and to look good. I tried to get out of Syria. We're having to go back in now. But I tried.
I agree with your stance on that, actually, Richard. But if I may just play devil's advocate for a second, The power of the purse is controlled by Congress, so they were giving him a hard time when it came to funding on the wall. And, of course, Congress controls military troops on the ground, and then they just voted against that. But he's getting some pushback, so I'm not even trying to toot Trump's horn or anything. But I believe the Democrats are very compromised to the CIA. I believe... And, of course, the Republicans as well. John McCain, for a perfect example, he died out of the blue, out of nowhere. He was maybe a total more. Rhino.
Absolutely. But, they're all insiders, so they wouldn't have their jobs. But it is about the end of the show coming around here. I think Graham might want to say some final thoughts for his topics tonight. We can close out.
Sorry, Richard, I never noticed the time there. That was a really quick hour. Anyway, to give you some final thoughts, I think what we're seeing is most certainly the beginning of the end. This closed door, or we're going to have a closed door kangaroo court, and you can't produce any witnesses. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's a self-defeating, ridiculous thing to try, a ridiculous stunt to try and pull. It's almost like a comedy. You couldn't make this shit up. Shocking. Anyway, we'll look forward to it with interest to see it all unraveling over the next few weeks. And the cancerous CIA will come down alongside it. So the CIA are complicit in a plot to bring down an elected president of the United States of America. That's what you've got. That's what you've got to deal with. That's the beast you're dealing with. So I'm going to sign off now. I'll maybe come back in later on in the round table. But I'm going to sign off. I'll be back next Thursday, same time, with another edition of 21st Century Jacobite. So signing out, saying good night and God bless.
Shek hars tu agen tan halon mo vruater kam yomaken dan chire furen atar mi fua an Cover.